Hello again. My name's Ian Cottier, and you're listening to Manx Radio's Time for Brass. So how do you go about starting a programme so that listeners are encouraged to stay tuned in? Well, one way is with a march, to get the feet tapping, and that's often the route that I choose. But it's good to vary things a little bit too, so today I've chosen a piece by Alan Fernie. Not one of his excellent arrangements, but a genuine original. Intrada Festiva by Alan Fernie, based on the well-known medieval student song Gaudeamus Igitur. But a march is never far away, and so tonight it's a chance to hear another track from the reissued 1984 recording by the Enfield Band of the Salvation Army. It's by that doyen of Salvation Army music, Bramwell Coles, and it's called In the Firing Line. Thank you. in the firing line, quite literally as that march was written during the First World War, by Bramwell Coles, who later became editor-in-chief of Salvation Army Music. Still with the Salvation Army, tonight's first soloist is David Dawes, formerly principal cornet of the International Staff Band. A quite outstanding instrumentalist, as you would expect of someone occupying that prestigious end chair. This time he's accompanied on his solo album, The Sound of David Dawes, by The Fairy Band.
Thank you.
Incredible. The artistry of David Dawes playing that original violin showpiece, Chardas, by Vittorio Monti. The arrangement was by another luminary of Salvation Army music, Peter Graham. If you go back 20 or 30 years, it was virtually impossible to go to a concert or put on a record without coming across the music of the late Gordon Langford. At that time, his output was quite phenomenal. Best known, perhaps, for his arrangements of well-known folk songs, he also produced a select body of substantial original works. One of these is Three Haworth Impressions, based on the village in Yorkshire that was home to the Bronte family. The first movement, Top Withens, depicts the bleak landscape around the farmhouse, which was believed to be the location for Emily Bronte's Wuthering Heights. The second, called The Three Bells, recalls the pen names under which the sisters, Anne, Charlotte and Emily, wrote, Acton, Currer and Ellis Bell, representing visually by A-flat, C-flat and E-flat in a delightful little waltz, while the final movement, The Worth Valley Railway, needs no further explanation from me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Earth Impressions by Gordon Langford. Off to the cinema now in the company of Black Dyke, and an arrangement by Darryl Barry, which he calls The Essential James Bond. And that was the essential James Bond, but how essential can it be when most of the early classics are missing? All the same, jolly good entertainment. Another solo, now this time for the trombone. The soloist is Brett Baker, formerly principal trombone with Black Dyke, but this was recorded some 25 years ago when Brett was playing with the West Country band Flowers. It's a lush solo that most trombone soloists have included in their repertoire. Jimmy Van Heusen's Here's That Rainy Day. And that was lush sounds from Brett Baker. Now, I don't know whether I ought to be playing this next one because it's becoming mighty close to trespassing on my Manx Radio colleague Howard Kane's territory. Sweet and swing. Indeed, but then there's really no branch of music that isn't now grist to the brass band mill. So here goes, Foden's playing an arrangement by Alan Fernie of the Duke Ellington standard, Satin Doll. Thank you. Satin Doll. And now to for tonight's final solo, an attractive work with a local connection to the Isle of Man and an intriguing double meaning in the title. It's called Blue John, the name of a cavern at Castleton in the Lake District, which takes its name from the decorative stone found there. And the double meaning? Well, I've always wondered what John had to be blue about. Love problems, perhaps? That the soloist is former Foden's principal trombone, Nick Hudson. John, and that Manx connection? Well, it was written by Peter Neal, one of the island's musical exports, who was for a time before he emigrated to the adjacent island, a member of Douglas Town Band. And so we've come almost to the end of another show. I hope you've enjoyed the music on offer. If you have, do join me again next week at the same time. Meanwhile, we'll draw towards the close with one of the loveliest of Eric Ball's shorter compositions, based on a Russian folk song. It's a miniature classic which Eric Ball called Softly Sounds the Little Bell. Thank you. softly sounds the little bell. And that really is it for tonight. To conclude, a march which I must confess is new to me, although many of you well-informed listeners out there may be able to tell me more about it. It's by Eugene Werner, who I only know of through his March Avondale. So here you are then, Black Dyke to play us out with Eugene Werner's The Captain. Good night.
Thank you.